today at Town Hall?
Good, you guys turned on.
I'm ready. It's been a while since it's been the three of us, you know? So
yeah, it was fun. It was fun having our own separate excursions. Anas and I with Joseph Abdon, and then you, Josh, and you and us with Mitch.
With Mitch, it's fun. Mitch was a cool guy. Like, I learned quite a bit from his episode. So I didn't think I knew. I thought I knew stuff about hydration, but the application of it to powerlifting and other sports was definitely something that I liked. So, you know, good different perspectives from other people to see, you know, how can we improve in our own sport? Because,
When I was listening to the episode, I was like, this guy is like really good at just like saying things that make sense, you know, in his own words without being too wordy. Because I feel like a lot of people get really, they just try to sound way too technical with a lot of the stuff, you know, sodium and, all these big words.
Yeah.
Mitch was just, you know, he's like, eat what you like, but.
Yeah, he kept it real. He was like, here's what you do.
Yeah. Okay. And how did you end up meeting him and us? I mean, you talked about it in the podcast, but was it through Zaw?
Well, yeah, I met him at Nationals this year. What year is it?
2022.
Yeah, this year.
This is Tuesday.
I met him at Nationals this year.
Right.
And yeah, he's a friend as well. And we started talking. We talked after, I think like that was after my meet. I think we talked for like 3 or 4 hours.
About sodium?
Wow, yeah. I was going to say, was it about hydration?
Because I was asking him like what he does and everything. I just found out he's doing like his research in hydration. I was like, oh, like this is interesting. So I started asking him questions.
And then you guys just had a whole in-depth conversation about hydration, how it pertains to powerlifting.
Yeah, I mean, because I've met a few people at Nationals, but if you ever meet him in person, if you ever meet Mitch in person, like he's so like happy and like, you know, like some people kind of just like some people kind of suck the energy out of you. He's the exact opposite. Like, he just kind of makes you.
He blows energy.
I mean, he blows energy into you.
He blows you. Josh is also good at blowing energy.
Jesus Christ. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just let me know where those people are who suck the energy out of you. I want to know where to stay away from. I want to know where not to go.
Where not to go?
Man.
But yeah, well, he was definitely like my favorite person that I've met at Nationals. He's like so okay, happy. Really? So, wow. I mean, yeah, I don't know. He's just like, he has a good vibe. I don't know.
He's just a happy dude.
Happy dude. Yeah.
Talking about hydration. I also like talking with Joseph. You know, when we were setting it up, Josh, it was funny because we were communicating through email with Joseph's like people, you know, because you know he has a manager. Yeah, yeah. So because he was on that TV show Big Brother, and Big Brother is on CBS, he has a producer from CBS who basically like vets all the podcasts or any media that he goes on to. So originally when Anas and I joined the call, the producer was on first before Joseph joined. It was the producer, and he was like, yeah, you know, so I just wanted to, you know, meet with y'all, you know, kind of lay down. He didn't say anything that we couldn't talk about.
Was he like mean? Was he like, right, here's how it's gonna go, you fuckers?
No, he was super cool. And I wanted to actually comment on the fact that like we've had people on the podcast who, you know, it doesn't matter how many followers you have, obviously, in terms of your impact, but we've had people on the podcast who have a smaller outreach, I would say. mm-hmm. who have been much more strict about what we can say. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
And it was just funny because I was like, I thought that was kind of what we were going to get with Joseph. And it was like, nah, talk about whatever you want. Just, he's going on a cruise. So like, don't mention anything about a cruise. I was like, don't worry, Doug. Like, that's not our audience anyways. We're not going to
go on a cruise. Okay.
Yeah. It was a TV show, but don't worry, Doug. We're not going to get into it.
He was going on a cruise for TV. Like a personal cruise. Oh,
I think it was a love boat or something.
Okay.
As well as some of the technical difficulties that we were having, I was recording from the bathroom of the hospital right after Ruth had, like, the day after Ruth had given
birth. Oh, did you bring your mic with you?
Yeah. So I went. I didn't realize I was gonna be in the hospital this the next man. Day.
Yeah,
so the I hospital. Went home and got it.
This yeah, mic. Yeah. The doctor's Ruth like, was like, "Bro, what are you doing?"
She was like, "Go ahead." She's like, it was her idea to get Joseph on because she loves Big Brother. She loves it. So
yeah.
She was like, "Y'all should have him on because he's like big into fitness. He's Arab, and he always wants to talk about like more than just the TV show."
So yeah.
I just reached out to his people and they were like, "Yeah, sure, we would love to." But when I realized that I was going to still be in the hospital, I was like, "Well, damn, let me get the mic." I set up in the bathroom and we were having some connectivity issues at first, but we eventually, he was like super cool. He was like, "No, we can take as long as y'all need." He's like, "I'll give y'all another hour." I was starting to feel bad enough that we were taking so much of his time.
I was stressing out.
Yeah. The producer was telling you this?
No, the producer had left. Joseph was like, we can talk for as long. He's like, I don't have anything else to do today.
Oh, beautiful. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. But I wonder what the listeners thought of it though. Overall, like, that was a different side of, I guess, of us. I say us, maybe me and Anas, that they otherwise wouldn't have heard. So I'm curious.
It was a lot of positive feedback. I mean, I got a few messages saying they liked the episode. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. You know,
I reached a different audience. I was going to ask you, do we have any Apple Podcast reviews?
Apple Podcast reviews, I'm sure we have plenty. Are you talking like 5-star reviews or are you just talking like reviews?
In general, I was looking on Spotify and I saw that we had quite a few reviews, all 5 stars, by the way, which if you spend the time to make a review for us, thank you so much. That does so much for the channel. It does show so much for the show. Truly the best thing you could do other than just listening to us would be going in and leaving a review. Spotify doesn't let you like add context, but Apple Podcasts does let you like write a message out. And I was going to say, maybe next time we get together, you know, the listeners right now, maybe they can go in and leave some reviews. Maybe we shout people out. We'll read the reviews from Apple Podcasts. Maybe we'll do that every so often. Maybe we'll send a shirt randomly to the folks who leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. Just thinking out loud, just to get people encouraged, because we want to show the appreciation to our fans and to our audience.
Oh yeah.
Maybe one day we'll go in and we'll look at those reviews.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't know how to pull it up right now. I'll pull up later.
we'll pull up later. Yeah, we'll give the folks a chance to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is a pretty awesome episode, you know. Again, another side of fitness that we didn't know existed.
Yeah.
And I looked that guy up after y'all's episode. I was like, oh, that's what someone for TV looks like.
Doesn't he look like an us? Doesn't he kind
of
look
that's
like
what I enough? Okay, yeah, okay. You took the words right out of my mouth, babe. But yeah, after I saw the little the thumbnail you sent for his episode, I'm like, wait, that's just a Nas.
It's
like,
just a Nas, yeah.
It's just a Nas.
Both Arab.
Like, who? Yeah, I'm like, Joseph. Who is Joseph? I just see a Nas. Like, this is, and then I go to the profile. I'm like, yeah, this is just a Nas. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, that was like the recurring thing in the show. It was like, he was like, yeah, you know, he's like, my physique is not that hard to attain naturally. And I was like, for sure, no. But Anasa's, like, that's what I almost wanted to be like, nah, yours is super mid, dude.
It's funny because at the gym on Friday, a new guy walked in and David was talking to him. And he's like, yeah, like most people here, they just do like powerlifting specific. They don't do a lot of bodybuilding. And I just like walk by and I just hear him. I was like, hey, like I do bodybuilding. I asked the guy, I was like, does it look like I do bodybuilding? He's like, to be honest with you, no.
Oh, shoot.
And you just met this guy?
I was like, sorry, dude. I didn't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, was this the day that you, because I wanted to bring it up. Was it the day that you were hitting those, like, not even heavy singles, but you hit 441 on bench? Was it that day?
Yeah, it was Friday. Yeah.
Oh man, did he eat his words?
He channeled the energy of this dude that told him he's not a bodybuilder.
Well, definitely.
I'm gonna show you.
Say that again. Yeah. Say it one more time.
So watch what happens when I put my singlet up.
He was being honest. I mean, honestly, I don't look like a bodybuilder. Yeah, and I definitely don't look nothing like Joseph.
nah, he's definitely jacked, but. Yeah. I mean, all things considered, though, you are quite stronger.
Quite.
So you always have that. Yeah, you got that going for you.
Not on TV, though. Not on TV. Not a lawyer.
Would you want to be on TV?
We can make that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Do you think like that TV show? I don't know if you two have heard of it prior to Joseph's episode, but like the concept of going on to like a TV show where you're secluded from civilization for potentially like 2-3 months, like would that be something y'all would want to do,
like Naked and Afraid, like that?
No, this is like they're in a house. Like,
oh, okay, is, okay.
They have food, they have a gym, they don't have TV, they don't have books, they have only, like, they can't write or draw,
they have social media,
they don't have access, no social media,
yeah,
no
phones, like, no, like reality TV kind of.
Yeah, it is. It's 100%. It's kind of, it's reality TV, but the prize at the end is like $750,000. If you, there's like challenges each week, and you have to survive the challenges.
You think you could do something like that with powerlifting though, or you think it would be too boring? Like, because just be people working out, right, for like hours and hours on end.
Pitch it to me. Pitch me the idea. What do you mean?
So taking your idea, right?
No, your idea. Okay. I explained to you is the show.
It's the show's idea.
It's the real thing that exists.
Oh, okay. So we take the idea of, you know, reality challenges, lots of people in a secluded house, but you just make it like powerlifter friendly. So you put like a, you know, stuff that powerlifters use in combo racks, you know, belt squats and stuff like that. And you have like challenges, but like maybe make it like a team effort somehow. You know, you have like two teams and they go against each other or something, and then like you send home like the weakest lifter or something, and like you can vote and stuff like that. I don't know.
How many days you can go without saying fatigue?
Oh,
or like you could take the concepts that like they had at what was it, the summit that Anas went to where they made him do the pause squat, mm-hmm. like challenges like that, you know.
but that's kind of what they do on the show. Like imagine you have not an apartment. It's bigger than an apartment. Like it's a, like basically
a,
like
it's, a condo or a townhouse.
Kind of like a condo. Yeah, but it's the studio. Like it's in the studio, but they make it look like it's a condo. Like it's a house.
Yeah.
They have a backyard. They have a pool. They have inside kitchen, bathroom, bedrooms, whatever. But like they can't leave. You know what I mean? So they can't leave for 3 months. And each week there's these challenges. Maybe some of the challenges are like, who can hold on to a rope for the longest, or who can remember trivia, you know, more than other people. And the gym that they have is just like a room in their house, like that they can work out while they're also on the TV show. It's like just another way to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you took like fitness influencers, like we talked about this before too, who the fitness influencers would be. But like I'm thinking, if we're thinking powerlifting specific, obviously Sean Noriega, Russell.
You have a lot of characters in powerlifting.
Anas.
Like I'm sure you could at least
David Shelton.
Find somebody in like
David Garcia
in our space that would make TV look, you know,
Ty Dengis.
Just like people you know, or like
Tony Cardella, Gaston, Anas,
Anbar,
Larry Wheels,
Larry Wheels. Yeah, just throw them in the house but, and see who gets their belts pulling.
You could make Gaston the host. Like, what a kicker, dude!
That'd be good.
Imagine him as the host.
Who can bench the deepest? Yeah. Who can bench the deepest? Who can pop their shoulder?
Sean would immediately get kicked out.
Can we talk about the Sean Noriega? Not too long. I don't want to go too long because I don't think we mentioned it before, but the poor guy got his belt stolen. I think he said that they were going to return it or he was going to get it back from the people because AR has cameras, but.
I like how he called out the guy who found him. He just posted him on his story.
Like at so and so? Yeah.
That took it?
Was it cameras?
Yeah.
Was it with the cameras? You know?
Actually, yeah, they used the cameras and found him. But there was some like camera footage. And then he did some investigation and tried to find them, like went on a post. Like, and then he found his tag. And like, apparently, like it was like the guy's birthday a couple of days ago. Like
whenever
you found him, it was his birthday.
Oh man. Happy birthday, buddy.
Found Sean Noriega's belt.
Sean found it. I mean, they sent them the footage, then he found the guy. But
wow.
Did you see that guy?
No.
I didn't what is get that far. So the farthest I got was the picture of the camera that wasn't plugged in. That's as far into the lore as I got. There's more apparently.
You didn't finish the whole season?
Yeah, I didn't finish it. So explain it.
Yeah, I gotta get caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was waiting on them to send him a footage. He wasn't expecting to get any footage, but apparently like they had some. Because like once I saw the camera unplugged, I was like, okay, well like there's no footage of anything. But apparently apparently like, there's another camera and like they so he gave him the like the time he was squatting and like when it got stolen, then they went back like and he told him what track he was on. Then they went back and kind of found like that time frame and found the footage, send it to him. Then like he did some investigation to try to find the guy. And yeah, I guess like some people from AR like helped him out, like sent him.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, sent him his tag or anything. But yeah, like
looking at somebody, like I
saw the guy. It looks like a guy who would steal your SBD belt. Like, I don't know, like I don't,
man, oh god, I saw Barinder. Barinder was posting about it, and then I was like following through his reposting of Sean's stories, and then I think AR commented and said because like there was a picture of the camera that was unplugged, but then AR responded to either Sean or Barinder or and maybe they respond to everybody who adds Absolute Recomp, but they were like, look, that one's unplugged, yes, but we have like so many more
16 other.
That's not a good look though. It's like, well, if
a good look is like they found some footage, so like it's, I mean, they got somewhere. It's not a good look for the belt to get stolen, but it's a good look.
Yeah. It's like
footage.
It's like, yeah, AR doesn't seem like a safe neighborhood, but it's really a good look on the gym that they responded. Would they have responded if it wasn't Sean Noriega though? Because he has a big following.
Yeah, like because the authentic AR experience as it's being coined now, like apparently, like, and we've covered this multiple times in past episodes, so. Go listen to those if you haven't, but apparently it's commonplace at AR to just get your stuff stolen, whether it be bars, backpacks.
I like how every time we don't have a specific topic, we just go straight to AR.
Shit on AR. No meats this week, so what's AR doing this week?
AR is getting all this free PR, dude. Yeah. It's part of their marketing strategy.
They're stealing the bars.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, watching those stories, I was dying. He called them. He called them a sewer rat.
Sewer rat? He called the guy who stole his belt a sewer rat? Oh man!
I mean, honestly, that had me. I was dead when I saw that.
Wow!
It's like wow. I found you, sewer rat.
Holy he said it like that too. Wow!
I mean, hey,
sewer rat?
What are you gonna say to a guy like who?
What are you gonna say? Yeah, I'm not a sewer rat.
What are you gonna call the guys? Like, what are you gonna call him? You're like, hey, I found
he's
this.
Trash. No, yeah.
I found this nice gentleman who stole my belt. No, fucking rat. He's a rat.
I found the nicest guy. He just happened to think my belt was his belt, even though he doesn't have this belt.
And he put it in his bag by accident. It must be an accident. I know he's a nice guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I saw Sean post about it, because he was in town for something. I don't. Was it a seminar or was it just hanging out?
I have no idea. He was in town.
Yeah. He was in town, and when I saw that he posted that, I thought he was like, I thought it was a meta joke. Like, I thought he was in on it. I thought he was listening to the podcast. He was in on the meme, but then when I found out it was real,
yeah, that he actually got his belt stolen.
Imagine being the guy who stole Sean Noriega's belt. That's the worst person you could have stolen from.
then they found
you. Yeah, then you get this. Yeah,
yeah, then they find you. And we're not going to put the guy on blast.
Well, he was already on blast, but he already gone through all that.
Hey, can you send his name in the group chat? I'm gonna look up the ID.
I saw his face and I don't know, but I didn't really go through. I didn't click. Maybe it's at sewer rat. Maybe that's his tag. maybe he was trying to tag him. He was trying to tag him.
He should totally, dude. He should totally lean into it.
Yeah, write his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, change his whole handle.
He's like, you know what? I am a sewer rat. You're right. Like, that's the spin I was going for.
I was crying. Well, I was crying. I don't know. It was too good.
So after
what do y'all think
that
this
whole,
happens though?
Yeah, after that whole debacle, what happened?
I guess he returned the belt, and I think he's gonna get it soon. I think it's getting shipped. So
guy had to ship it to Sean because he left, right?
Sean left.
Yeah.
No, Sean's not here anymore.
Yeah, he don't live in Texas.
He's so. back in Miami, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I guess it's obvious to me now, but I didn't realize that the guy not only stole Sean's belt, but he's gonna have to mail it to him.
I have no idea. I mean,
that's a different level of
disrespect.
Imagine, Sean not only found the guy, but he's gonna make him ship that. Hell yeah! I mean, I love it, but can't imagine.
That's the least he can do. Like a fucking thief. Yeah, send it back.
Yeah, he got caught.
Watch him ask for shipping costs. It's like, no.
Hey, can you pay shipping?
For the belt I stole from you?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a meet this weekend. Can I send it to you next weekend? Is that okay?
It's like, I gotta hit a heavy squat single on Monday. Can I ship it on Tuesday?
He sends him a different belt.
Oh shit.
He sends him like a beater, like one of those weightlifting belts that are more narrow in the front and then wider in the back.
Yeah, that'd be disrespectful and gets put on blast more.
Yeah. Well, I hope AR figures out whatever it is, whatever's going on over there.
They have to start doing background checks. That's what they have to do.
Dude, is it the clientele? I mean, I don't want this whole episode to be shit on AR.
I mean, we've done that enough. We won't have enough.
No, we have time.
Do we have topics? Well, we have other topics? No, go ahead.
Yeah. Is it the clientele, you think? Is it because AR is big, you think? Like, it's so huge? Like, they feel like you wouldn't steal from Panther City Strength because it's a little bit smaller. Yeah, you can see.
Like the people who go there are different.
Yeah, they're just like different groups of people.
Yeah, you know? AR attracts sewer rats.
Sewer rats.
and Panther attracts actual powerlifters.
Yeah. Pod has a.
We were talking about it at Pod.
Good people.
Yeah, we were like, you can leave your wallet here for like a month. No one would touch it.
For a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would just blend in with everything else on the ground. All the other bags, all the other. Yeah,
so why is it only AR that has this issue? Things getting stolen. Who knows?
Ask the youngins.
Yeah. And it's. I never hear about it from any other section besides the power. Like it's always come from the powerlifting section.
To be honest,
a lot of stuff. Powerlifters have a lot of stuff, a lot of expensive shit too.
That is true. I feel like as a bodybuilder, maybe the most expensive item that you would carry
are your gloves.
Would be like. Your gloves.
Your gloves. What did you say? Your Alpha Elite.
Your fanny pack. Right.
Your hoodie.
Your fanny pack.
Yeah, your
maybe hoodie. Your pump cover.
Your pump cover.
Your your $400 Jordans.
Oh. Your iPhone.
Yeah.
iPhone 14.
There you go.
Your big headphones. Over ear headphones.
Big headphones. Damn. Your nice camera to take double bicep pics. I don't know.
Your trend.
Your trend.
Yeah. Oh, it's not my trend. Hey, can you use the camera? We've full circle. Full circle.
Full circle.
You think anybody's gonna get their new SBD stolen?
The new SBD, or you mean the old new SBD?
Hey, I like the clip.
Hold on, what did they do? They just changed the name of it? It went from old name?
Eclipse.
Eclipse? What's the new one? Phantom?
Yeah. Phantom, yeah, Phantom. So
they just changed the name?
Josh, you're the historian here.
Why don't they?
It looks slightly different, but SBD branded it as black on black.
Well, wasn't that the Eclipse too?
Eclipse. That was what Eclipse was, black on black.
Oh no, the Eclipse was the Eclipse was it was lined with white. So it was like black and white.
What's it?
I'm gonna send it. I'll send it to the group chat so y'all can see.
They had a black on black before.
Yeah, they had.
Yeah, I don't know what they called it though.
It could have just been black on black. They didn't have a name for it yet.
Oh,
they didn't call it black on black.
Though. Yeah, they didn't, or they did.
No, there's no way.
I don't think they would just call it black and white. Black and black.
Black.
Introducing the black on black.
It was back in the day when SBD just put out colorways. They didn't like give them names or anything like they do with like Hurricanes.
I think you're right, Josh. It was before they started announcing the they had it but they didn't call it anything.
Yeah, because I think the first time they did that was with the black and white. That was the first time they actually gave it like the entire kit like a name. But before then, you know, they would just drop. Remember, it was like navy on red, like black and white, and then they did black on black.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Then they started. I think it started with Eclipse. Then it was Defy.
Yeah.
Storm.
Yeah.
Phoenix. Endure. I'm looking at their website right now, by the way.
So, take it from your fellow SBD historian. That has been keeping up with SBD since the beginning of time.
But hey,
before they had the change of the logo.
I mean, whatever they're doing is working. I mean, apparently they sold out.
Oh yeah,
they sold out like within like an hour or less. I don't know.
I saw the package that they sent to their sponsored athletes. I saw a few athletes make. I really like
what
Calgary.
Were they supposed Bryce Project? To? Like, did they have to? Like, was it? It seemed like everyone had to make a kit.
Oh, I'm sure they did. You know, it's for marketing.
I think if you're a sponsored athlete and you get sent a package, I believe one of the stipulations is you have to record yourself opening it for social media. But I think as far as creativity is concerned, that's all on you. Because I saw Charles, he just opened it. Banika, she made like a little sexy little you know, and then she was like, she was throwing the, you know, those transitions where you throw the clothes at yourself, and then but she was ripping it off her body. Yeah, she was going the opposite way though. She was ripping it off. And then but if you haven't seen Bryce Krawczyk's, his was like a little real. Like it was a whole little sketch where he was like making kind of like a joke about how folks make these elaborate clothing related content for social media. But I think like as far as sending their sponsored athletes that little briefcase, that was pretty slick.
Yeah, I liked. Did you see Eric Lapointe's?
No. What did it look like?
Yeah, describe it. I didn't see that one.
Hey, can you describe that meme?
Can you describe that meme for me? That's in the group chat. Which?
Oh yeah.
It's from a movie. It's which movie?
Oh yeah, I've seen. I did see this.
It's a reference from a movie.
Yeah, it's from that movie. Now I feel bad. I can't remember what it was.
Men in Black? Is that what it is?
No. It was the one with Samuel L. Jackson. Coach Carter? People are like yelling. No. People are like yelling at us right now. I know they are.
I have no idea.
Gosh, come on. Not Reservoir Dogs. This is bothering me.
Come on, Nave. You can do it.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's from Pulp Fiction, where like they have that guy's briefcase. They open it up and they look at it.
Oh, I see. I see.
Like Dan. Dan was like, "Eric, you happy?" Like he sounded like Morgan Freeman for some reason.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, well, if you listen to his voice, it's like he's like Morgan Freeman's son or something.
I like this. No, I like the creativity that the athletes went into. I think the athletes. Hold on. Let me. I'm just gonna say the sponsored athletes put more effort into actually making the videos opening the briefcase than SBD put into actually like making the colorway.
Well, I mean, they listen to their following, right? Because, I mean,
is that true?
I mean, I've been wanting Black on Black to come back for quite some. I think that was the best one that they did. So
I do like the Black on Black. Like, let me be clear. That's a really slick color. I like that.
To be fair, you know, out of the colorways we've had so far, like this is okay. This is 100 times better than what was the last one they put out? Like sand. You want to look like, you know, you work out in sand, come on now.
The homeless edition.
Yeah, the dirty white shirt.
Yeah. So, like,
I think you mean Defy. Can you get it right, please?
So, you know, is it the best they could have done? No, but you know what?
The best they can do is do something creative, like do something different.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know what you would do for like powerlifting gear besides like change. Because like you're gonna sell singlets, are you gonna make like a different singlet design? Gonna make new sleeves? Or like, what are you gonna make?
I mean, you could always take a JPEG and you could just like.
I knew that one was coming.
Yeah,
you could go the Titan route and just do acid and put it on a single.
Okay, well, no, but so why is it now? Let me. Why is it that you can tell which federation? Like, if somebody just taken a picture or a video of a squat,
like your singlet.
Why is it that you can automatically tell what federation it is based off the singlet or just the gear that the lifter is wearing? Like, why is that? Is that something that you know exactly what I'm saying?
My favorite one, you know, like when Supreme was big, one guy was wearing a singlet that said Supreme.
What? What?
Supreme? The TH?
Supreme?
Supreme?
Yeah. Like as like a Mike list? Tyson? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Supreme?
Supreme?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's not a Titan singlet though, right?
I need to find that singlet, that Supreme singlet.
That's just making it themselves. Well, you know, I mean, speaking of I guess doing something different, Pioneer, didn't they release their new lever belt design?
It's a new design. That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Like for SPD, like what are they going to do? Like the only design they came out with is the SPD belt. And like, that's as far as like, is their.
Oh design, man, that was like,
yeah.
That was like, remember when the SPD belt came out, man,
that was like the revolution.
People lost their minds.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like, but that's it. Like they ran out. They have no other ideas.
They ran out of revolutions.
Nah, I mean, I don't think like people in the powerlifting community are looking for innovation. Honestly, I think they're just looking for. I mean, what they like and what sticks with it. Like, I mean, as long as it's
selling out. I mean,
good quality.
Like, yeah.
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 But, I mean, like for powerlifting, also like you're limited. Like you have all the like the rules you have to adhere by. Like you can't make. Like a 20 millimeter knee sleeves, like you're limited by like a 7 millimeter knee sleeves. It's like, what can you do? So if there's all these rules you have to stick by, and like with singlets, like what are you gonna do with a singlet? Like, I don't know, what kind of design?
Well, I mean, no, you could always get into like bench belts. Remember, I mean, I don't know. I think maybe that's from the geared, like the geared part where like they just need the belt to keep their shirt on, but like I feel like there's something you could do with looking at the individual lifts and making equipment for each of them that's still within the specifications. Because if you look at the Notorious lifts, I mean, they took lake shoes. You know, made it and they took something that you could have bought off Amazon for like $10 and charged 400% more.
Bro, I'm still so mad. Like now they used to have like those nice bags. Remember like that nice, probably Josh knows. Remember
Yes.
Yeah. Now they
put the shoes came in?
Yeah. It had like the logo on it.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what is it now? Like a, now it's like just a cheapo bag?
Not even a bag. It's like a plastic sack.
Yeah. It's like a plastic cover pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to save. I bet they still cost the same too, right? They save on.
No, they went up in price. They're more expensive now. Yeah.
So they're saving on packaging, but they're also charging more?
They've gotten more expensive since like their first releases, but yeah.
Inflation.
Hey, we can't talk about Notorious. One of our members, Pod, works for Notorious. And
for real?
He's been nice to me. So Notorious is the best company out there, okay?
I heard Notorious is Notorious. Actually the best. Yeah. They're notorious for being really good.
Yeah.
You see that? I didn't Neil tease of some collab between Boba T Protein and Notorious? I mean, I don't think he officially said it, but he took like a silhouette picture.
Yeah. Slipper, I'm sure people can figure it out.
Everybody in the comments was like, that's Notorious. Unless you're making your own slippers.
Yeah. Go troll them. They'd be like, are these the new Jays? What's
this? No. I like that. Maybe it's the guy from Pod that Anas is talking about. So I'll look at them when they come out. But that's what I was saying is that like maybe SPD can look at releasing some lift specific equipment, maybe a 10 millimeter belt for bench.
Make
and then they can just get
some wooden heel squat shoes. Please bring those back.
No, I that's Ripito. That's all. Wooden heel squat shoes.
Yeah. Have you seen the new shoes that Ripito has put out?
Have you seen the
oh my
the
god
bench they use?
Oh
yeah, nice mahogany. Yeah. American oak. The softest wood out there.
How do you think he came out with that idea? Probably just went to a park. He just like he was walking in a park. He's like, look at that bench.
I want a bench on that. Yeah.
He was laying down on the wooden bench and was like, this is a good idea.
It's a good idea.
My shoulders feel great on this.
No. Yeah. I don't know what powerlifters want, but I think when it comes to SPD, they obviously have their ear to the ground with something. because they, like Josh said, people have been asking for black on black for like 7 years, and they got it.
They got it. Yeah.
Can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, and I mean they do cool stuff like every now and then. Like I know, a while back they were selling like the OG Team USA singlets. Like that was kind of cool. Yeah, they were doing that.
So you could cosplay if you wanted to.
Sure. cosplay as your favorite lifter.
cosplay as your favorite world athlete.
Yeah.
So there's like an Instagram page that sells SBD singlets. It sells like it sells like the older ones. And I guess how much they charge for like the black and white one.
Man, please don't tell me, man. It's gonna the hurt black and my white heart.
One? Yeah.
Maybe like $70.
No,
for real. How much?
Talking in the hundreds.
Yeah,
hundreds.
For singlet, maybe even higher.
For the singlet, for the singlet that showed your underwear because the white was so thin.
Yeah, the see-through singlet. Yes,
the see-through singlet. That you better been wearing white underwear.
Your shit stains. Yeah, if you poop yourself.
Yeah, I remember when Josh wore them, and we could tell like it just was like they were holding on for dear life.
The seams were about to explode.
It's just like I never liked that about SPD singlets, that they're so thin. They're like, when you compare it to like a Titan singlet, Titan is like much more like snug. And I know some people, they change their singlets depending on what they're lifting.
Bro, except the hamburger singlet.
The hamburger singlet.
Titan has one, like where they have...
The one that's like a hamburger, right?
Yeah.
Is that one super thin?
Isn't it?
It's on the website.
He showed it to us.
Acid Astronaut. That one's my favorite.
There's those two.
Oh yeah, the hamburger one. It's like it's just the contents of the hamburger too. It's not even like the full hamburger. It's like you just see the lettuce, the meat. You are the hamburger.
I have yet to see someone wear that in a meat. Like I want to know who that's for. Like who?
Heavyweight. Like a funny
someone who wouldn't be afraid of getting roasted.
I bet you they don't even make it like in a small or medium or large, only like double XL, bigger
XL, big boy sizes only.
Yeah. I just don't get it. I mean, I get it because like it's here it is, All American single. It's a Whopper too. You can tell it's a Whopper. Yeah, I know a Whopper when I see it. It's just like zoomed in. But when it comes to what people wear at meets, I feel like you're just gonna wear what other people are wearing. What I think is, I guess it makes sense because people buy secondhand clothes all the time, like when you go to a thrift store. But like when I see somebody post, hey, like I'm selling my singlet, hit me up if you want to buy it, and I'm okay with buying from a thrift store, like a Goodwill, like, you know, going thrifting, whatever, like that all makes sense. But like buying something at full price that's been used, I don't care if it's like a black and white SPD or whatever.
Bro, especially a singlet.
Make any sense
bro,
to me.
Especially a singlet.
Yeah.
Not a singlet. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to buy a singlet? Like, we had that pink singlet that we would like pass around. Like, circular.
All of DFW.
Yeah, we had that one, but that was a meme, and I washed it before I wore it. I don't know if y'all did. Maybe you didn't. Help, but
I don't know.
But like, when people sell like their equipment, their gym equipment, they're like, I've been, you know, I had these OG SPD knee sleeves, size small. Hit me up if you want them. Nah, dog. I don't want those nasty ass onion smelling seam splitting sleeves. Ew, keep them. What the hell? What other equipment would people be selling? Like, why do people think it's okay to sell your nasty ass, sweaty ass gym clothes? Like, could you imagine if someone was like, hey, I have these Fruit of the Loom underwear, only wore them twice, hit me up if you want them.
I mean,
like,
there,
no, gross. Hey,
there is a market for that. We just don't. Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Well, yeah. maybe those are the close friend stories that I've been seeing where it's like, hey, I got these socks, hit me up.
Gross.
You took that into another direction, Josh. Now I'm thinking. Interesting. Okay.
Well, if we ever, you know, need to expand our horizons, you know, there's a market out there for everything. Let's just leave it at that. Oh, speaking of which,
bro, I found a singlet.
You found a singlet?
the hamburger singlet? The Supreme singlet.
In the Supreme? Oh. Send it in the group chat. I want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. That's it in the group chat.
Oh, it has, even has Mike Tyson's face on it?
I don't know if that one did.
Holy, this is amazing. Look at this.
See, this is what we need to see.
I would definitely wear this. I wouldn't wear the Whopper one.
Yeah.
Man, maybe I would buy the Whopper one if it didn't cost $125.
$125.
It's not even a anyways. It's so zoomed in. Like if you're not right up next to it, you don't know what it is. Like you look like a lunatic.
That's crazy.
No, it looks good.
There's a Philippines Nation one, Josh. I'll send it to you so you can take a look at it.
I'm not in the market for buying new singlets. I'm sorry, Abe.
No, this one's new, Doug.
Okay.
If it was used, it would be more than $125, trust me.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then the worst thing is when, like, I don't know, when I, like, it's people that you know, and it's like, hey, or, you know, someone loses weight or they gain weight and they're selling their equipment from a previous weight class. It's like, dude, I don't, ew.
Yeah, like, come on.
But again, you said it right, Josh. I'm not, there's a market for it.
We're just not in it, you know. So,
okay.
But we are in the market of da-da-da-da, having a shirt now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's out.
It's out. It's out. Yeah, it's out. I finally opened up the store. So, I'll drop a link on the Instagram page. It'll be in our little bio thing.
Nice. So nice. It'll be in the bio.
Yeah. I'll toss it up
there. What's our page? At Chalk My Back.
At Chalk My Back. Yeah, for all the listeners out there, and to all our new listeners, you know, if you like what you hear and you want to support us, drop by the Big Cartel store. We got a shirt up there. You know, go purchase one. All the proceeds.
What's that URL off the top of your head?
The URL? I think it's just chalkmybackmerch .bigcartel. I might be wrong, but I think off the top of my head, that's what the name of our page is. Last time I checked. But yeah.
Where'd the proceeds go? To us?
Your home gym? I don't know. Anas's dream barn,
his bodybuilding, yeah.
Oh, his bodybuilding barn, dream. Right. His bodybuilding dream. Yeah,
we got to get him in some pump covers.
Yeah,
some young LA pump covers. Yeah.
Oh, that would be beautiful to see.
The shirts would be pretty good. I can't wait to see people wearing. I see Anas wear it all the time at Pod, and I'm sure people are harassing him trying to rip it off of him.
I don't want that to happen. Can you imagine Anas dressing like a modern day like powerlifter? Like to this day, like I only see him in virus tights. Like whenever I think of Anas, I'm just
is that the old? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's old. That's really? Old.
It's starting to phase out a bit.
Okay, what's the new? What's the new style?
Oversized
shirts. Yeah, like Abe was saying, pump covers
for powerlifters.
5-inch seams.
5-inch seams. Yeah.
What's the point of? I mean, those kind of cancel.
Oh, you sound old.
I mean, why would you wear like an oversized shirt with a 5-inch seam shorts?
Oh,
you sound old.
Yeah,
I am.
You're embarrassing yourself. Why? Yeah, that would be like someone asking you, "What's the point of wearing tights if you're not running?" Why do you need to be more aerodynamic if you're just squatting? What's the point? I don't know. You just like it.
Yeah, there you go. Because like,
the point of having a phone in your pocket? You could just go to a payphone. Nah, that doesn't make much sense.
Because like, especially in the commercial gyms, like I still like to lift in my tights too, and like. Even from some of like the people who live there, like they kind of look at me like I'm kind of weird.
Yeah, I think if you want to know what the meta on powerlifting apparel is, you just go to Russell Voorhees page.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's camo sweats, Air Force Ones.
Oh, wife beater tops. What else? 5-inch denim jackets. Yeah.
Yeah, denim jackets with no shirt underneath. Puka shell necklaces.
Yeah. So
big ass quads. Yeah, that's it. Normal stuff. Normal, just normal, pretty normal.
Man, Nas would look clean in a wife beater. Yeah. He would look huge.
you know, when I first started working out, I would just go to Walmart and get the Fruit of the Loom tank tops, you know, the 5-pack. Okay. And then I would get the ones with different colors. So, you know, I wouldn't get the white. I would get the one that was like the black, the dark brown.
I gotta mix it up.
The dark green. Yeah, mix it up, you know. Mix and match. Mix and match, you know, kind of keep a little razzle dazzle. But then the shorts, I would just get the
basketball shorts.
Yeah, the shorts that you would. No, not even the long ones. The ones that are like not the 5-inch inseam.
Yeah.
It's like the ones that you would wear during PE in high school. The ones that are like right at the knee.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like that silky.
Yeah, back in our day, we didn't have no 5-inch inseam.
Mm-mm. Oh, you get roasted.
You get roasted, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but yeah.
You should have seen the shoes Abe used to wear.
Those
Adidas shoes, Abe, remember those?
the ones that are like the ones with like, they have the suede tops.
Suede.
You remember when people, when people would wear Chucks? Like, remember when Chucks was the powerlifting shoe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would get Chucks. I would beat them into the ground. My toes would come out of the sides.
Would you really?
Yeah, because I have a wider foot. I have a wider foot. Yes. And Chucks are a little bit narrow. So my toes, I would blow out the side. Oh, and my pinky toe would be out.
So you'd be deadlifting and your toes are sticking out of the shoe.
Yeah, you know when they talk about rooting? You've seen trees. Sometimes in trees, the roots break through concrete. So that's me rooting.
It's how strong your feet were.
I actually remember seeing that a few times with your Reebok shoes as well. Like the soul.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The soul was coming out.
The soul was talking to you. Well, because those were the OG, the Mark Bell, the powerlifts. Remember those? The mids.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, powerlifting shoes.
You were rooting through them. I remember that.
I should have sold it, actually, because those are the originals. This is the original.
Just the OG SBD singlets. Like, there's a market for them now. Like,
there's a market for them. Yeah, and really? Doesn't. You know,
I have one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You do?
I have an older SBD. No, I like it.
But you know what I did with those Reeboks? Whenever I tried to save them,
threw them away.
Before I threw them away.
Did you use glue? You know?
Yeah, I ripped the bottom soles all the way off, and then I put plastic rubber.
No, like, you did not. Paste.
You know Flex Seal?
No, you did not.
Yes, I put Flex Seal on the bottom.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
What's wrong with you?
It was so ghetto.
Come on.
It was before, when you grow. So let me explain something to the listeners. Okay.
Go on.
When you're raised with no money, you learn how to make things last, right? And even when the item of clothing that you're wearing has gone past its life, you drag that bitch with you, and you make it last. You think about like people who patch up their pants. You know, you see the patches.
But you
people
didn't
patch
need
up
to,
pants.
But you didn't need to though, because you.
Like, nah, I just ripped them off.
Oh my god!
Because they were talking. You remember? No, so you remember they were talking.
I remember both. I remember when you. Hold on. So they were talking, and you. So
you were talking a lot.
You ripped the sole out, and you made
and
your
then
own
I put
sole.
Flex Seal.
Then you made your
own. But the problem was that there's no grip to a Flex Seal, so I was slipping all over the place. But to the listener, you know, I feel like I've grown since then, because now when my shampoo bottle is low, I don't put water in it and shake it up. Sometimes I just throw it away.
That's a sign of growing. Damn, I still do
that's
that.
That's wasteful.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Wasteful, oh, now I'm wasteful? Oh. Okay.
I do that with my hand soap as well. But someone gets so mad at me. She's like, just throw it away.
But I remember Ruth getting mad at you for those.
Ruth got mad. She almost left me. Yeah, you know, it's embarrassing when you're wearing shorts and they fall. You can't put your wallet in your pocket because the shorts will fall. That's because there's no drawstring.
Oh my god!
That's my. You know, that's why when it comes to like the gym attire, now I'm like, you got to spend $200 on your pump cover on your what?
Mm-hmm.
You're spending $300 on your shorts.
Remember the tights you used to wear? They're not.
Oh, those weren't even tights. Oh,
they were
underwear.
They were, yeah. What?
That was just underwear.
Who are you, Joey?
Imagine
underwear.
Imagine pants. Going to cute. No, it's just underwear.
But the pants. You had pants. Yeah,
they call. Yeah, they call them. They call the. They're called like long johns. It's like
yeah.
They're thermals. Like you wear them under your pants to keep you warm during winter.
You just wore them as.
He just wore them. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just wore them. He forgot that.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a difference. I just thought tights were tights, right? They're tight.
Yeah. Back then they were, but now, you know, there's a little bit more delineation.
Yeah, it was basically just like wearing an SPD singlet on my legs. That's how thin they were.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty thin.
Yeah, it is pretty thin.
That can't and keep you anyways. Warm.
Ruth let you go to the gym like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I got looks, but I don't know if they were good or bad looks. So, you know, you go to QT to get a white monster before the gym, and you're wearing those tights, and people are like, "You good? You good?
Fucking call the cops on you?"
Yeah. Hey. I can see his nut. Get arrested for public indecency. Anyways, man, what are we talking about here? What's going on? SBD? Black and black?
Black on black. Black on back is back, baby. So,
Josh, in the last few minutes of this podcast, what piece of equipment did you get for your gym?
Oh, so I got some bumper plates and I got another weight tree. So for those of you...
Like brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, yeah, but... For those of y'all that don't know, like I have a small home gym and it's starting to get pretty packed with equipment. So I'm like, man, need to expand the home gym.
You sold anything in your gym that you haven't needed at all? Or are you just keeping everything?
No, I'm just keeping everything. I like all the equipment I have. Plus, if I ever want to go down the route of opening like my own gym or a private gym, like, I like to have all the weight, so.
Right. You know. I sold my Titan bar on us, the Buffalo bar.
Uh-huh.
I just never used it, and I was like, what am I, you know, I would rather get, because it's Black Friday, or November is like a lot of deals for,
oh, yeah, for gym equipment. That's so like right. What's Rep on your Fitness, list?
Titan, I want to get an SSB.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, I may get some more parts for my rack to like build it out a little bit, add some storage to it. But like I sold my Buffalo bar and I got a really good price for it. I'm not gonna say how much I sold it for, but like I sold it for like a really good price because gym equipment holds on to its value.
Yeah.
And now it does. And I was thinking like now it does for sure. I was thinking about getting an open trap bar.
Oh, like the illegal one?
Yeah.
But not illegal?
No, because the rep one, I think, is like just as good.
Yeah.
The Rep Fitness one is just as good. But like, I want to get an open trap bar that is rackable and that like has that little built-in jack so I don't have to like mess around with, you know, doing all that other stuff.
Nice. Nice. Abe's got all the specialty bars besides the Buffalo bar. You just got rid
yeah,
of
besides,
it.
But... I just, yeah, well, because I'm trying to like... I'm trying to only keep what I use, and I'm like, if I don't use it, it's just taking up space. So I'm kind of going the different route that you're going, Josh. Where it's like, if it doesn't, if I'm I told myself I'm not, if I don't use it for at least like two blocks in a row, then I don't need
you
it.
Get right? rid of like, it. Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. Yeah, I use practically everything in my home gym, just because it's like, you know, it's just a rack and a bar and bunch of plates. So having a bunch of plates is kind of convenient for me.
Yeah. I've seen a lot more people with home gyms. Maybe next time we'll talk about some home gym do's and don'ts for the folks who are thinking about
making a home gym. You know, yeah, we could do that.
Making a home gym.
Put a Q&A out, see if anyone wants to know anything about home gym life and how to get started with home gym world.
Mm-hmm. So. And I know Anas has some input on that because he's had a few iterations of home gyms that he's trained at. So
I remember when Anas used to do those Instagram lives when he was in the home gym.
Oh yeah,
I sure. love those. Those were great. I love those. Yeah.
Well, he would do like a Q&A while he's squatting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love those dudes. I'd love stopping by and like you'd just be like chilling, looking in the camera, and you'd be like, "Yo, what's up, dog? Hey, this Thai bar set right now.
Y'all are still here? Yeah. What? Damn." But you know, the only way that you're going to be able to contribute to the Q&A that we're going to put on our Instagram is if you follow us at ChalkMyBack, and that's the best way to engage with us and to stay afloat as to what we're going to put out next is by following us there. Also, you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. As I mentioned earlier, if you could leave a review, that'd be great. We may review what you post on Apple Podcasts so that we can maybe have a whole episode dedicated to highlighting what you all think of the show and maybe shout out some folks. And now that we have shirts that we're selling, we can potentially give one away free to maybe we'll do a raffle if you leave a review. But 5-star reviews only, please. Really helps the show grow. And that's it. I was thinking about... maybe we should have like a catchphrase that we say at the end of it. So like,
peace out, you sewer rats.
All right, there we go. I was thinking like keep it chalky, but no, that one's good. That one's good.
Peace out, sewer rats. Someone love clip it. That and send it to Sean.
Oh, we'll clip it and send it to Sean. Thank you. We will. All right. All right.